The Graysville Sanitarium, Nashville, Tennessee, June 30th, 1904. During the night, impressions have been made upon my mind. The physician working at the Graysville Sanitarium needs words of encouragement. Last night, I had the impression that I must see him and talk with him. His countenance is that of a strong man, and if he has a favorable opportunity and true, faithful helpers, he will stand on vantage ground and will be a physician of the right kind. There was a yearning appeal in his face and in the face of his wife. She is not in her right place. I said, "I will inquire of my son in regard to this case. I have learned some things and will encourage the man and his wife. They must not be left to become discouraged. They both need help. They need to be more favorably situated." Scenes passed before me, showing that transactions had taken place that were not calculated to be a blessing to them. I say to these two souls, the law of the divine economy is that he that humbleth himself shall be exalted, and he that exalteth himself shall be abased. Luke 14, verse 11. The Lord will not trust with success those who would take the credit to themselves. They will gain success if they will not allow the attitude of human beings to discourage them. These physicians are not to stop at their present point of usefulness. Of those with whom the doctor has been associated, the Lord would have me say, they need to reveal in their lives much more of the beauty of holiness. They need to work with tenderness and carefulness so as not to hurt the oil and the wine. We are all of us probationers, on test and trial for our lives. It does not become any of those engaged in the Lord's service to lose sight of the tenderness and love and humility and grace which should accompany their every word, their every act. They are to walk circumspectly, not pharisaically, but in humbleness of mind, each esteeming the other better than himself. Self-exaltation is to be strictly guarded against. Movements have been made, in connection with the education and training of nurses for the work, that have not been in accordance with the will of the Lord. And those who have left Graysville would do well to examine themselves, to see whether they be in the love of God. It is not enough to hope that we love God, to suppose that our faith is fixed on Christ. We do not thus give evidence that we have the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. We may go through certain religious exercises in a formal way, but is this revealing the faith that brings to the heart trust and peace and hope and daily refreshing? The heart may say yearningly, "Lord, send us a blessing." But is there a grasping of the promise that he will do as he has said? Do we show Christ-like sympathy for those with whom we associate? There is need of close self-examination. When, by work or act, you bring discouragement upon your fellow workers, you are neglecting a Bible duty unless you go to them and do all in your power to remove the misunderstanding that has arisen. May God help us to spring into life and to be sure that our own souls are bright and hopeful and full of a desire to help others.